the two most asked questions about the Zachary King videos were, who was the priest that could read souls, and what was the most powerful St. Michael prayer that Zachary King talked about? Not only will I reveal who the priest is, but also an opportunity for you to possibly meet him in person. And for the St. Michael prayer, I will have that at the very end of the video so that you can take a screenshot. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it.
Right. You're like, it's really there. The stain of sin is on your soul, you know, and there's a priest named, I think it's Monsignor Essef.
Yeah.
He's getting up there now. He's like 96 years old.
Yeah.
But I hear he can read souls. He could tell you, you know, it's like, if you think you've confessed everything, go see Monsignor Essef, because he can read your soul and tell you, no, you know, you need to confess these things.
Yeah. I've met him before, and he's a pretty amazing priest. Gosh,
I heard another priest met him recently and was blown away that he could read his soul and knew what was there.
Yeah.
He's none other than one of the exorcists for the Diocese of Scranton. His name is Monsignor John Essef, J-O-H-N-E-S-S-E-F-F. I met him a long time ago, and let me put it to you this way. There was a homily that he was giving, and he was in the Holy Land, and I remember vaguely the details. There were possibly terrorists or something like that in a bus that he was on. They pulled out guns, and somehow he was able to intervene to bring them to put their guns down. He was that type of a priest. At that time, he was extremely well respected. It does not surprise me that he has his gifts. There will be an exorcism conference July 11th to the 12th. The information is right here. It is through John Leap's Evangelization. I believe it's like $70 for the conference. It's a two-day conference. Zachary King will be there. Monsignor John Essef will be there. There will even be an exorcist cardinal who has universal jurisdiction. I didn't even know there was such a thing, as well as other speakers. I, at the time, will be in Ireland, unfortunately. Otherwise, I could be there. However, you can join virtually. So please look into this. Look into going. This will be powerful. How to contact him? I've tried. I'm sure he is flooded with calls and emails. He's also up there in age, so they probably make it difficult to contact him. Now, this is the St. Michael the Archangel prayer.
But the shorter version is a good version. You know, it still works. There's another version that is, there was an exorcist father. I'm going to get the name wrong. It's like Cospedato, Clopedato.
Yeah.
Something like that. He was an exorcist, and he trained with Father Gabriel Amorth. And he also knew Monsignor Rossetti, I think, and some other exorcists that are well known. And what is the name?
No.
It's the one that Jacinta sent me, the St. Michael prayer.
Oh, I don't know. It's not Canido, right?
No.
Because there's one that's like a four paragraph one, and then there's the one that sometimes you hear at the end of Mass. It's like just the 10-second one, you know.
There's a version that when you read this version, it's like the difference in the one you're used to seeing, the one you think is a strong prayer, is like a glass of water. And the new one by this other priest is like a steak.
Yeah.
It's like a juicy, succulent steak versus a glass of water. And it's like, okay, that glass of water is refreshing when you don't have anything. But when you can get the big steak, and you're offered the little glass of water, it's like, I'd rather have the steak.
Yeah. If you could send me that one, please.
Honey.
Yeah.
Just, you could text it at some point, you know?
Could you send Jacinta a text message and say that I need that prayer?
It says that it is written by Pope Leo XIII. There are various versions. There's a longer one. There's one that's said by priests. There's the one that we say at the end of the Mass. This is the one that he was speaking of. And here is the exorcist from the Vatican that was promoting it. So please take a screenshot right now, pause the video, and do this. my friends, there is so much more that we can learn. In fact, I will in some time in the future, 1 or 2 weeks or so, be bringing back Zachary King to ask him more questions. I will probably have some sort of post so that the community can post questions that we can ask him. There is much to learn in this area. If this video has helped you in any way, please like and subscribe and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.